In 1978, stiff winds and huge seas kept Diana Nyad from making the 103-mile swim from Cuba to Florida. Now the host of The Score, normally heard here at this time on KCRW, is trying again at the age of 61. I'm Matt Holzman, and I'll be keeping you up to date on her progress until she walks up on that beach in Florida. Hello, Diana. You're still in Key West, I gather.
I am. I just finished my second week down here. You know, Matt, I have to tell you, I had intended to be in Cuba on July 23rd, and it's now September. My stomach is in knots most days, and I just have to let go of that. I have to say resilience is the name of the game of this sport all the way around, whether you're in the water and already going or whether you're waiting for all the pieces to fit together, and I've just got to stay strong.
Now, I read in an email from your very large and loving support group, somebody said that maybe this is your swim. This battle against bureaucracy is in some ways your swim and not the swim itself.
You know, I have to say that I used to think of swimming 60 hours in the ocean as a pretty big challenge. And all of a sudden that becomes less and less daunting to me when I sit here and fight, you know, with the Cuba issues. And
let me back you up a little bit. Last week we talked about the fact that you believed you had the Cuban visas and you were sending a friend of yours from Mexico to go and pick them up to make sure you did have them. And in fact, you don't have them. So now tell me what Plan B is.
Plan B, unsatisfying as it is. It is accepted in Hall of Fame circles and marathon circles to start from a very precise GPS point. So we will pick a point in the ocean, exactly the distance between Havana and Key West, but out in the middle of the ocean.
So basically, if you show up there with your armada and they say, no, you can't leave from Havana, then you're going to find a place out in the ocean, you're going to use the telemetry to determine that it's exactly the same distance, and you're just going to start from there.
That's exactly right. And we have a giant dock, kind of an inflatable dock.
Right.
And maybe we'll put a bucket of sand on it. I don't know. Maybe we'll spray paint it and name the island. We're all trying to get with it, you know. I hope before the weather comes, the visas come. But if they don't, we've just got to go. If we get weather, we're going.
One of the questions I asked you the first time we talked was about what goes through your head as you're putting arm over arm as you swim for 60 hours, that you have a way of staying focused and moving forward through that kind of misery and boredom. You know, what is the method that you're using now to keep you focused as you kind of swim through the bureaucracy and all the other practical matters?
You know, once you get the body ready, once you get the shoulders strong, and the whole body ready, you know, to sort of undertake the duress that it would be coming your way for that 2.5 days of nonstop swimming, then it becomes all the mind. Can the mind take on that loneliness? Can the mind keep the body, you know, going through that duress all those hours? And I go away to, you know, deep, almost hallucinatory, but certainly philosophical places. And, you know, the unconscious working right while you're awake. And I go to very mundane, you know, count 6,000 strokes in English, mm-hmm. count them again in German, count them again in Spanish, and count them again in French, 24,000 strokes. And I hope that takes me through a couple of hours. I sing songs to myself repetitively. You know, it's kind of chain gang kind of songs, you know, those sorts of things. But I'm not as good. I'm ready to do that. I'm trained to do that. My mind has been so prepared going through the mantra of it, but I haven't been as prepared to go through this. It's been stressful in every single way. And of course, now we're watching those hurricanes. I go to sleep with a picture of Hurricane Earl, you know, in my head, like, where is it going? Where is it going next? And I have to make some decision. So right now we're sitting tight and we know that's the right weather decision. And we're looking to see when our next window comes.
You, you know, I neglected to wish you a happy birthday when we spoke last week. Happy birthday to you! You're 61 now. What did you do to celebrate your birthday?
Well, the whole crew's here, so they, you know, we had a little birthday dinner. It was very nice, but you know, it doesn't matter what we all say. Come on, let's let go of it for a minute. Let's just have a nice dinner together. Let's talk about something but the swim, but we don't. The second we get in, you know, like, why do you think the Cubans aren't approving the visa? Well, it's, you know, it's probably this. No, they're busy with Guantanamo Bay. It has nothing to do with you. You know, we just conjecture. How does that hurricane look? Do you think that, you know, think it's going to push westward? Because if it goes north, we got a real good chance. So that's, we're just completely immersed, obsessed, and can't think of anything else, frankly.
Well, I can understand why that would be, and I hope that you'll get a couple of minutes every day of respite from the stress of not only the swim, but all of the myriad of pressing details that go along with it. And we will stay with you until you walk up on that beach in Florida.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for hanging in there.
All right. Take care. Tune in next week at the same time for an update on Diana Nyad's dream, or go to kcrw.com/dream.